From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last August, after a deadly suicide bombing in Jerusalem, the Bush administration froze the U.S. bank accounts of six top officials in the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The administration also froze the assets of five Hamas-linked charities. The State Department asked governments around the world to join the U.S. effort in targeting Hamas assets. The European Union responded, listing Hamas as a terrorist group and freezing its funds. But in the Arab world, where Hamas gets much of its support, the request has been less well received. From Beirut, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Seated in his office here beneath a wall mural of Jerusalem, Hamas spokesman Osama Hamdan says Arab states are under a lot of American pressure these days to crack down on his organization. Hamdan says he's pleased, however, that very few have done so so far.
I believe the United States have to understand well that Hamas is not a minor group. It is an accepted Palestinian group all over the region, and I believe it is representing the hopes of the people in the region to get rid of the occupation.
Kuwait is the only Arab country to publicly acknowledge that it's followed through on the American request to freeze Hamas accounts. According to Kuwaiti sources, the central bank asked local financial institutions to investigate the matter in mid-September. In Lebanon, the central bank responded to the American request by asking local banks to disclose possible Hamas accounts. However, the matter was dropped following a huge public outcry last week. Lebanese politicians and religious leaders harshly condemned the bank for responding to the U.S. demand, which they said served Israel's interests. Lebanon, they said, would never agree to target what it views as liberation groups resisting illegal Israeli occupation of Arab lands. Salim El-Hoss is the former prime minister.
If we condemn Hamas, we would have to condemn all resistance movements in Palestine. So we would have to accept Israeli occupation of Palestinian territory.
There was a similar protest in Jordan the week before by members of parliament and the public. The central bank there ordered Hamas accounts to be frozen, but reversed its decision a day later. George Hawatme, editor-in-chief of Jordan's Al-Ra'i newspaper, says the Hamas accounts were negligible in size, and the Jordanian government, he says, decided the bank action had been politically unwise.
Jordan is strongly against terrorism, and we are willing to fight terrorists along with the United States. But was this part of the fight against terrorism, really? And at what cost did its implementation come at? Are we, in order to close those accounts, willing to provoke public opinion, willing to create a rift between the regime, the government, and the people?
Hawatme says Arabs strongly reject a crackdown on Hamas because it's seen as one of the few Palestinian groups challenging the Israeli occupation. And they're even more opposed to a crackdown on Hamas-sponsored charities, says American University of Beirut professor Ahmed Mousselli. He says the charities are seen to be doing important work at a time when most Palestinians are suffering tremendous economic hardship. Furthermore, says Mousselli, it's a religious duty for Muslims to pay what's known as zakat or alms to charities. And Arabs, he says, are very sensitive about any interference in the area of zakat giving.
It is being politicized by the United States. You know, paying zakat, which is one of the five pillars of Islam, it is turning it into a source of terrorism, which the Muslims will not accept. And the governments cannot yield to this because they will bring a lot of angers from the population. And you know, all these governments, or the Arab governments, are sensitive when it comes to religious issues and interfering in it.
Mousselli says the current U.S. efforts to weaken Hamas ultimately will be ineffective. Sympathizers, he says, will always find ways to fund the organization and its charities. The best way to reduce support for militant groups like Hamas, he adds, is for the U.S. to engage in a sincere and balanced effort to promote a peaceful settlement between Israel and the Palestinians. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.